Thanks for our sermon this first midweek in Advent. That gospel reading from John 9, especially these words. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." But he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we focus on the miracles of Jesus this Advent season with our Advent devotional and in these midweeks, we turn our attention to this particular miracle. John spends an entire chapter on it in his gospel. It's almost like he wants us to really take note of this blind man. It all begins with the question the disciples ask right off the bat. Did you catch it? They want all the gory details, all the gossip. Jesus, who sinned? What they're really asking is, what did this guy do? What did his parents do that was so bad that God punished him like this and made him blind from birth? They assumed, because he had a physical deformity, because he couldn't see, he was sinful beyond measure. Can you imagine this guy's life growing up? Everybody thought he was a sinner. Asking him what terrible thing he did. What did his parents do? What happened in his family? They all knew it. He was a sinner through and through. He was blind, but he could see his sins. He knew he was not worthy of the grace and mercy of God. He was not worthy to see the Christ. No, he was just a sinner. Everybody told him so. It's a wonderful miracle that Jesus does, isn't it? One of the best. Taking that saliva and mud and packing the man's eyes, Jesus uses human and divine. Through human spit, through earthly mud, and through his divine power, Jesus opens this man's eyes. Like Naaman in the Old Testament, go and wash and be cleansed. It's amazing, isn't it? This guy does. Doesn't complain like Naaman did in the Old Testament. Doesn't wipe the mud off his eyes. Does exactly what Jesus says. He's got faith. He believes. Then we've got that dialogue with the Pharisees. They weren't there. They didn't see the miracle. But they sure heard about it, didn't they? They questioned this guy, and they questioned his parents, and they questioned him again and again. What happened? Who did this? Who could this be? What do you think about him? They hear all about this. At first, the blind man is happy to tell them. Who wouldn't be? He can see. This guy must be some amazing prophet. What prophet in the Old Testament cured people from blindness? None of them. But this guy, this Jesus, did. Blind man assumes that because the Pharisees keep asking and questioning, maybe they want to be Jesus' disciples too. They can all worship Jesus together. That's not what the Pharisees want. You see, they know that they don't need this kind of Savior. They don't need someone to come and save them from their sins. They don't have any sins. They're good enough. especially compared to people like this blind guy who were born in utter sin. When they compare themselves to people like that, well, they're a lot better. They're even good enough, they think. John is asking the question, who really is blind? And who really can see? Pharisees could see physically, but they were blind to the law and the severity of the law. And so when God stands before them, full of grace and mercy, they can't see it. When Jesus does miracle after miracle right in front of them, and they hear all the reports of the miracles, they can't see it. This Jesus must be some kind of sinner. They've got no explanation for how the blind man can see, or how the lame can walk, or the thousands are fed, or the dead are raised. But they're blind. Blind to see the action of God right in front of them. But those who see, see. Those sinners who see their sins, see the action of God. And the blind can see. They know only God can do that. When thousands are fed from a little bit of food, only God can work that. The lame are walking and running and jumping. Only God can do that. When the dead are raised, after 4 days in the tomb, only God can do that. And what do those who see do? They flock to where God is. That's why the crowds gather around Jesus for mercy. To hear him, to be his disciples. His disciples hang on every word. They study every miracle and every parable, every aspect of Jesus' life. They're happy to talk about it, and read about it, and study it, just like this blind man who could see. He was happy to tell everybody. Do you see? Do you see your sins ever before you? In light of those Ten Commandments, can you use the mirror of the law to reflect them back to you and see that you don't measure up to God's exacting standards? The law is not some comparison between you and somebody who you think might be worse. There is no comparison. The law examines you, and the standard is God's holiness, God's perfection. If you don't match that, and all of your outward acts, and all of your thoughts, and in your inclinations of your heart, it means you're a sinner. Do you see? Do you see the miracles of Jesus? You weren't there, but you hear about them from people who were. From John, he was there. He saw it happen. He writes about it, that you would believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That by believing you would be saved. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John record miracles of Jesus. That you would see that Jesus is not some mere man, but he is God in flesh. You would turn your attention to the ultimate miracle, the cross, where God in flesh dies for you, to save you from all your sins. Do you see? Do you see Jesus coming to you? Are you as overjoyed as that blind man? Lord, I believe! Jesus comes to you through word, water, bread, wine. Do you see? Every time we confess our sins, we drown them again in our baptismal grace. They're washed away. Do Do you see? Every time you hear God's word read, spoken, proclaimed, the Spirit is working, living and active to bring Jesus to you. Do you see? Every time you come to this altar to receive the body and blood of Jesus, He gives you what you need, the forgiveness of your sins. Do you see? Miracles still take place. Every time we gather together, Jesus still forgives your sins. He still strengthens your faith. He still supports you and is with you day after day after day. Do you see? It's why Jesus came, that you who see would see the salvation that He has worked for you, that He gives you day after day. As we look at the miracles, we are forced to see Jesus Christ, gracious and compassionate, healing, binding up, raising the dead, driving out demons, saving us. In the name of Jesus, Amen.